This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, I'm upper, upper class, high society. God's gift to ballroom. Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety.
All right, let's get serious here. Faith Goldie is going to be on the show. And by the way, I didn't do producing today. She did a bunch of big interviews with people at CPAC that were Republicans censoring other people. And she confronted them. So that's the whole point of the interview. And I just didn't get here for a production meeting this morning. So we'll have to move Faith to tomorrow if we don't have that. It was the same story yesterday, and I do my producing now live on air. Oh, we have the videos. Okay, can I get a printout on those things? And I'm not bitching at the crew. This is totally transparent television. You wonder why you tune to CNN. It's the same report and the same talking points every show for like a week straight. It's because corporate guys write up the agreement. They check with other corporations. They have a consensus. And then they put it out. And that's what they do over and over again. So that's why it's so boring. It's why it's so stale. You know it's not spontaneous. That's why I can go on Joe Rogan. The first time it's the biggest podcast he ever does. The second time it's the biggest podcast he ever does, breaking that previous record. Because people are hungry for reality, even if some of it is a train wreck. Joe's the biggest podcaster in the world. And I'm number one every time I go on. Why? Because the people are hungry. Because the people don't want to be spoon-fed garbage over and over and over and over again. They're sick of it. They're tired of it. So I'll say it again. Faith Goldie coming on hangs in the balance on if I get printouts about what she's doing exposing Republican insiders and establishment guys. Because your average talk show host on Fox will prepare an hour for an interview. Like every segment's an hour of preparation. I don't do that. But I talked to her, saw what she did. It was great. It's nothing against her. She just won't be on if we don't have that information. So that's where I stand. Because I've got like 7 or 8 stacks of prepared research I did. I mean, I did an hour of research on that stack. I did 30 minutes of research on that stack. I did probably 45 minutes of research on that stack. I did hours of research on this stack previously and then currently. And I did a bunch of research on this stack. And so I'm here. And I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you that's why I don't talk in the hallways. It's why I don't like do little dances and little social network things and little the things that everybody does. Yeah, it's too late for a drink of coke. Too late for a drink of coke. It's 3.5 minutes. It's 3 minutes, 22 seconds long. So, but I like adrenochrome because it's something people said didn't exist and wasn't happening. So we're going to start the next segment. We're going to come in. We're going to come in with the anvil of Crom, which is putting the computer backwards. I love it. Crom of Anvil. Just so those cute little mistakes you end up worshiping. We'll play Crom of Anvil when we come in. Then we'll play adrenochrome. And then we'll have Faith Goldie on. And then we'll have Paul Watson in studio with us. And it's going to be fabulous. And then, will that bug-eyed demon witch, Alexandria Cortez, AOC, will she be allowed to steal millions directly like Nancy Pelosi's done and like Maxine Waters has done because they're protected? Will she be allowed to do all that where other people have been sent to jail for 1/100th of what she's done? We're going to name names. Will she get away with that? And I'm predicting she won't. Because she's threatening the Democratic Party to go after all their blue bloods, and she's so unpopular, and she's killing them. She's about to get indicted. Within a few months, AOC, you heard it here first, will be indicted. And her political career is already paying Charon at the River Styx, the coins. which is sad to see her go. You know, Hillary was planning to run. She finally said she's not. I believe her. But it's sad to see them go because they're so damaging to their criminal cause.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome first hit pop culture in 1971 when Gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson wrote about it in his book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He wrote that his lawyer, Oscar Acosta, was defending a Satanist who was charged with molesting a child. The Satanist client paid his lawyer with adrenochrome and claimed the only source was the adrenaline glands from a living human body. If you search Google for adrenochrome, the Google-supported result is from the conspiracy wiki, which suggests that it is all merely fantasy. But just to the right, you will find that adrenochrome is real. According to scientific research, adrenochrome is formed by the oxidation of its precursor, adrenaline. Adrenaline is the active hormone from the adrenal medulla, otherwise known as epinephrine. EpiPens are auto-injectors that contain synthetic adrenaline, developed by the U.S. military to protect soldiers in the event of chemical warfare. EpiPens are used to treat extreme allergic reactions. EpiPens only have a shelf life of about 18 months. According to the manufacturer, after 18 months, the oxidation process begins and the EpiPens are turned into adrenochrome. Interestingly, both companies that manufacture the EpiPen, Mylon and Kaleo, are connected to the Clinton Foundation. Ambrosia, a controversial new startup company, was recently charging $8,000 to fill your veins with the blood of young people. Founder and CEO, Dr. Jesse Karmazin, who claims it will give you superhuman powers, has recently ceased patient treatments due to a recent FDA warning. In Greek mythology, ambrosia means immortality and was the food of the gods that gave longevity or immortality to whoever consumed it. It is believed by many researchers to represent the blood of the young. The cosmetic industry has been using aborted fetal tissues in various anti-aging skincare products. The taboo culture of consuming the young seems to go back through all of human history. But now, it seems to be coming out into the open. Democrats are pushing for full-term abortions.
The infant would be delivered, The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
And telling us that the future is too grim for us to think about raising a family.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How far is this going to go before humanity has enough? For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
March 5th, 2019, toe-to-toe with the globalists, nationalism, sweeping the planet. It's coming out. They're keeping babies alive, selling their organs. Radical Islam is being exposed. So much insane stuff is unfolding. AOC's been caught in major campaign fraud that would have sent Dinesh D'Souza to prison for 1,000 years. He gave $20,000 that wasn't filed right. He was sent to jail for 9 months. Another couple of years of probation for the crown of being a popular documentary filmmaker. And now AOC and her chief of staff could be facing jail time if their control over the PAC was intentionally hidden, former FEC commissioner says. How about you kept over $1 million of it? How about you didn't disclose it? You go to prison. But Democrats are allowed to commit crimes. Look at Hillary and the billions of illegal money. Why are Republicans protecting the Democrats? Why is the Republican blue blood establishment who tried to keep Trump out being put in power by Trump? That's my greatest criticism of the president, who's doing so many good things. So many good things. I was reading he's ending bulk collection data on the average citizen that violates the Fourth Amendment. Trump's announced that he's not going to let the NSA illegally spy on everybody. Incredible. And trying to get us out of these wars and trying to cut taxes on poor people. I'm upper middle class. I'm not some super rich guy. People think like the media says. We bring in a lot of money, but we spend it. The company has a lot of money, but then it's spent. The Alex Jones person, you know, wants to get more money to spend more money. I'm not against having money or having a nice car or a swimming pool for your kids to be in or good health care, but I don't worship money. It's not my goal to get more. It's not my God. But they always try to pose like I've got all this incredible money. And you know, it goes from there. But quite frankly, one Democrat attack on Trump is that a lot of middle class and upper middle class and the nouveau riche, people making $1 million a year or whatever, their taxes went up. And that's because that's where most of the money's at. Now, the billionaires, they're all exempt, basically. But Trump passed laws to get rid of property tax exemption in blue states because that's where they have it. It's in all the states, but, you know, federal tax exemption. He got rid of one of his biggest write-offs. That's cost him billions because we need funding. And you shouldn't have all these write-offs by ultra-rich. So, you know, Warren Buffett's always, the rich don't pay taxes. I want to pay more taxes. But he writes the laws to not pay the taxes. He thinks you're an idiot. Joining us, riding shotgun for the next few segments, then Paul Joseph Watson comes in, is Faith Goldie. She ran for mayor. And was out of 30-plus candidates, was number 3. They banned her on internet, TV, radio. She couldn't advertise, banned her from debates. But, of course, she's still fighting on, at Faith Goldie on Twitter, faithfortoronto.ca. And Paul Watson's coming in a little bit later. But I wanted to get you on because you're doing what's really, really important, Faith. You are going after the sick, and we've got a video we'll play in the next segment, the sickening Republican establishment, or really just Democrats, and the type of sabotage they're involved in and why this is happening. You got so many big interviews on your Twitter right now with Michelle Malkin and you, which don't clash, two beautiful women together, two smart women. In fact, just get that off screen. I'm married. Please stop right now. But tell us what's coming up and what you saw at CPAC.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, thanks for having me on. I saw a lot of the InfoWars team on the ground, including Paul Joseph Watson and, of course, the always amazing Jake Lloyd. It was good to be among some friendlies on the ground because I have to say it would seem as though the America First crowd is now totally surrounded by the enemy. You called them globalists. There are a million different names for this multi-pronged, multi-headed sort of demon. Globalist, neocon, people who hate America. They're corporate pigs who have absolutely no interest in protecting the president or, frankly, I think the core essence of his 2016 message, which was America first, America first. And we saw that in even the president's remarks on the ground at CPAC. Look, Alex, I love Donald Trump. I want him to be reelected, but not just because I love his personality, but because I love his instincts. I love what he stands for. But we saw on the floor in CPAC, and even a little bit at the last State of the Union, was a clear pivot in what Donald Trump 2020 might look like in comparison to the Donald Trump that we all came to know and love during 2016. We saw the commander-in-chief say that he wants more immigration for America.
Now, we're seeing a slide of Trump towards the establishment. And why is that happening? With Faith Goldie straight ahead. Then Paul Joseph Watson's right there in that room. He's coming out of the gates in a few segments. But we've got the Michelle Malkin interview here, too. We're going to air exclusively on air. Straight ahead with Faith Goldie, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com reporter Millie Weaver ran into Brian Stelter in the event he was having and said, why did you block Mark Dice on your Twitter? And he said, well, I can't let him have my fame. Well, Mark Dice, self-made, is way bigger and is a patriot than somebody like Brian Stelter, who is a walking, talking joke and has about 100,000 viewers on his weekend show. I mean, this guy is literally a joke. But that's their idea. So Faith Goldie and some of our reporters as well, Jake Lloyd, others, they go to CPAC. And we're not here like, oh, we want to be at CPAC or, oh, we want to be you. It was this once-a-year event. All these candy-ass Republicans are really Democrats. You know, I mean, most of these guys, not against gay guys, but they're dating Democrat men. And so they're all like, well, I'll tell how you bite your pillow, you know, if you don't help us do this. So there's a huge homosexuality issue in the Republican Party. And again, I'm a libertarian. I'm not judging people, but that's what this all is. So it's their event, their thing. They're all never Trumpers. They were anti-Trump. Now Trump is in. Now all they can do is try to block conservatives, nationalists, the people that brought Trump to where he is. So Faith Goldie earlier was breaking down the fact that Trump is surrounded. And they've got the Democrat fact checkers and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Right Wing Watch, you know, run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're running the show, having Laura Loomer thrown out, everything. And it's just this giant exercise in evil as the swamp closes in on President Trump. So lay out what you saw and what you witnessed, Faith.
Well, I'll say out of the gates that it's not just, you know, the homo heretics, so to speak, within the conservative movements, but we actually have a very apparent to the naked eye trans lobby now, full of transvestites, transgenders, call them what you want, that were on the ground at CPAC. We're talking about discernible men dressed in things like ostentatious ball gowns, etc. And so, you know, the conservative, the so-called conservative, read neoconservative movement that is just grasping at the heels of Donald Trump are okay with everyone, no matter where they come from, no matter what they think or how they live their life. They pass no judgment unless you believe in America first, unless you believe in nationalism, unless you believe that both illegal and legal immigration, something needs to be done about the current state of policies right now. So what we saw were that the America First crowd of journalists, people like Laura Loomer, like myself, VDare.com, several people were denied, oh, Nick Fuentes as well, were denied press passes, rather. Other ones were denied entry into the event whatsoever, even after having spent.
And that's because you have power. You represent the people that got Trump in office. So he's a good guy, but here are the criminals that already ran the system. They're trying to keep you out because they're already so threatened by you, which is so short-sighted. You help get them into power, and then they hate who helped punch a hole in the wall.
Right, and it's not us, Alex, who have power. It's the truth of our message.
No, I totally agree,
power.
But you understand for these sycophants.
Absolutely. It's what we represent. We represent the hunger and thirst for truth and righteousness and what's best for America. And myself as a little Canadian, all I did was basically get on the ground, follow the power lines, follow where the money was. In other words, who was actually making these decisions. And we ended up at the chairman of the American Conservative Union, Matt Schlapp. This is a guy who put on CPAC, what's supposed to be the Conservative Political Action Conference, which had absolutely no signs of conservatism. I'm not sure what they were trying to conserve. More immigration, more transgenderism. What is America if that is what we're trying to conserve? And hey, I get it. A lot of people still reminisce about the Reagan Revolution, but that was for then. We are in a new era right now. America has new battles, new frontiers, and I'm sorry to say, but a dead president is not going to be able to solve them. We have to look forward. And what's forward for America is Donald Trump delivering, committing to his promises of 2016, not pivoting and all of a sudden becoming the parrot.
No, I totally agree. And putting in Burr, this neocon granddaddy, and just all of it. He's put the mothership in over the Justice Department. And again, we still saw a lot of good stuff out of Trump, but also a lot of bad stuff. What was the feeling there then? I mean, because you're raising the alarm of what you saw at CPAC.
It felt like, frankly, there's a total war on the America First crowd. That's what it feels like. There is a total war on nationalists. And regrettably, Donald Trump, he's got good instincts, but I can't imagine that he can't see what's going on right now. He, like you said, has done a lot of good things. And on the topic of immigration, which I'm of the opinion is the most central battle line that America now faces, he did great things. And then enter his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who seems to frankly be shilling for interests other than America's. He enters in this whole lobby of really strange characters. And so my biggest worry for the president of the United States is not the Democrats and them going ever more Looney Tune and towards socialism and all this other crap, but I'm really worried about the enemies within, people who are interested in pleasing their donors as opposed to the American people, and that putting on these sorts of conferences are just a bunch of, frankly, kabuki theater, so to almost act like a pressure release valve, for the movement when not actually even really paying protective.
No, you're right, Faith. You're right, Faith Goldie. International reporter out of Canada, it was at CPAC, and if we don't hold Trump's feet to the fire, because we think, oh, we'll be nice, we back him, he's under attack. Yeah, he's under attack by globalist media, but also within, by this fifth column. If we don't hold his feet to the fire, Trump will become the enemy within. Trump will be fully captured by these people because we allowed him to be cut off. So how do we fight to get Trump back on the straight and narrow?
Right. Well, I think Trump's got all of the tools that he needs. His catchphrase, you're fired, and a recommitment to his original plan to drain the swamp. Trump 2016 is perfect. Just keep on doing that. Do not pivot. Do not shift. And if you got any dead weight that is trying to bring you down and turn your entire movement into a corpse of several years ago, fire them. Get the hell out of your circles. I get that Kushner's going to stay there because Donald Trump is in many ways a dynastic leader. He's someone who loves his family, wants to keep them close. Fine. Leave Jared, but that doesn't mean you have to listen to everything that he says. Fire everyone around him who is saying that you need to move towards open borders. There is an open borders axis inside the White House.
Oh, absolutely. But let me bring this up, and then we're going to come back to your powerful Michelle Malkin interview. I don't know Kushner from the man in the moon. I got tricked into these White House battles of who's who and, you know, what's going on, Faith. But, I mean, sometimes when I hear somebody so bad from everybody, they might be good. Kind of like they're always saying, I'm the worst guy in the world, and I'm not defending Jared Kushner. But Trump's got a good instincts. He seems to like the guy. He seems to have gotten some peace deals done. But then everybody that knows on the inside says Kushner's the worst thing since gonorrhea. So all I'm saying is, what's up with the Kushner hate? For like 3 years, that's all I hear.
Right. Well, we know that he has some interesting bedfellowships, whether they be international and whether they be within corporate life or within other political life, let's just say a political office. The point of the matter is that we know that, you know, back to the days when Bannon was still around, there was this tete-a-tete between the Kushnerites, if you will, within the White House, and the Bannonites. And the Bannonites were the ones who wanted to build the wall, deport them all. It was very, very simple. We're going to end dirt-right citizenship. We're going to care for dreamers, but dreamers from America, not dreamers who illegally entered our country. Jared Kushner does not seem to be as keen on keeping those promises.
I hear you, but then I learned Bannon's as bad as you can get. It was a total double dealer. Here's my deal. I'm just going to promote ideology and ideas. I don't know who's really running things up there because I don't get involved in inter-court battles. But let's come back with your Michelle Malkin interview with Faith Golding. You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your words go on forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
the bell tolls. It tolls for the year. Is it that good? You think it's bad for the bell toll for you? No, when the bell tolls for the year, it's epic. You're going to go to the game level. Not just be an NPC, but actually affect change on a global scale for humanity. That's what really matters. I want to go back to Faith Golden, and Paul Watts is coming in for the balance of the broadcast. I'll be back with him today on the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. We're going to have an Ask Me Anything for Paul and myself. Hell, let's throw Owen into it for the last hour and a half. That'll be up on Infowars.com/show, the verboten broadcast. And why is it verboten? It's a train wreck. I'm super obnoxious. I can't listen to myself most of the time, I'll be honest with you. But we are pro-human. We do believe in people, and we don't lie on purpose. God knows I make enough mistakes without... I couldn't imagine trying to make up lies. Like, the truth's so deep and so crazy and so multifaceted that I can't even imagine that. But let me tell you something. You get a real eye into the corrupt elements of the CIA and the Ford Foundation and the globalists, the ruling class in the early 1990s. Because they're putting the Clintons in office. And decades later, a few years ago, we got via lawsuits, via Judicial Watch, their internal meetings when they first get elected to the White House. And they're not worried about the Russians. They're not worried about the Chinese. They're not worried about Mexico. They're not worried about India. They're not worried about their blood pressure reports. They're worried about independent media and, quote, conservatives and Christians and nationalist groups and veterans groups, because veterans take action. Those are people that will do something. They've done things. They've been empowered. They've seen things. And they're like, how do we keep control of conservatives and Christians and veterans? Like, well, we have the media demonize anybody that sells a book or a video or has a website. Even before websites, they say, Joseph Farah runs the Western Journalism Center for WorldNet Daily. We want him stopped. And boy, they were smart, because it was WorldNet Daily was a key trigger organization for us and a key breakthrough. So they're smart. I wasn't on WorldNet Daily for like 3 years later, but they already were like, stop, Joseph Farah. They said, if we allow them to have an economy, and if we allow them to have a community, we're going to lose. Well, here's the thing. They're censoring us all in mass, just proving what we said, and we've already blown them wide open. So I don't want to say we're winning, because I don't want to put you to sleep, but we're winning. I mean, believe me, folks, they used to say I was this negative guy, we were behind. We're winning. And as long as I'm willing to get killed or put in prison, or you are, us leaders, that's what men do. I'm not up there being a tough guy. I don't want that to happen. But fill your damn hand. Let's go. I wish it was that easy. As long as we don't back down, we win. And that's what's so sad about Trump, is that he's done so much good, but he's surrounded by the swamp and the deception, and he is starting to sink into it. Even as he sinks, he's doing good things, but we see the swamp kind of like the bubbles are coming up down his eyes or right up to here. And we're like, we're up to our guts just trying to get him out, you know. And so Faith Goldie, in closing, I want to air some of this Michelle Malkin interview and get you back on the great work you're doing. But just other thoughts about this epic moment in history we're in right now.
Absolutely. Look, like I said, Alex, the truth is on our side. That's why they're afraid of we Christians, we patriots. But it doesn't matter how much they try to censor us, you specifically, because we are so right and because truth will always prevail, we will continue to rise. They can call us grifters, but let me tell you the difference between the true grifters within Conservative Inc. and we patriots. We actually have a message. We're not just trying to sell you a brand like Coke or Pepsi. We're not selling you a brand. We are trying to help spread.
And we don't back down when the heat's applied.
Oh, that's for sure. If anything, that heat just makes me go even faster. It's kinetic molecular theory. I just keep on moving faster every single time they turn up the heat. Absolutely. They don't realize that.
But Faith, isn't that because you talk about God? It's real. It's not a bad heat with God. It's that love is so hot. They think they're going to intimidate me. I've already met God. I'm feeling guilty that I haven't been good enough. I mean, did they think they're threats to anything? Are they kidding?
Nope, it's a calling. It's like a soldier in battle. You're not going to just stop because some shelling has come your way. You're going to keep on fighting even harder because you know your brothers in arms are right here and you all need each other in order to get through this. And let me tell you, Alex, I look at you as a brother in arms, so many other great independent media out there, and I ain't going anywhere. I know you're not going to go anywhere, so it doesn't matter how much they keep on trying. We're going to find new ways, and through the grace of God, we are going to continue to grow in numbers. And to you folks at home, no one is coming to save us. We all have to put in the work. So emerge from behind your keyboards, watch this, spread it, but then also go be active, have these conversations in real life as well. We all have to do our part, because if they just see a couple of leaders, they try to take us out. But if our numbers keep on growing and we go to a grassroots, a truly grassroots revolution, which means to return to the old order, there's absolutely nothing that these demons and lizard people can do to shut us up.
That's right. And the old order is the new order of Renaissance and humanity and everything that we've seen in the human ethos in the last 2,500 years, coming right out of where you're from in the Greek Isles. Faith Goldie, we salute you. Everyone should follow your amazing work, you and the great work your husband is involved in at Twitter, Faith Goldie. Everybody should sign up for your email. I'd like to sign up for our email in case they take you off so we can still be in contact with each other. And faithfortoronto.ca. We'll talk to you soon.
God love you, Alex. Take care.
Well, there goes Faith Goldie. You take care, too. Now, let's go to this part of this report. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com on her and Michelle Malkin. And I've had my differences with Michelle Malkin, but Michelle Malkin overall is a patriot. And so just got in fights with her 15 years ago. Michelle, once you're on the show, I'm going to bury the hatchet. Here's Michelle Malkin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mr. Slapp, do you have any comment as to why conservative commentators?
Classic DC. Neocon.
I am not a neocon.
You're not?
Meet Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the ACU. This is his wife, Mercedes Schlapp, Director of Strategic Communications for the President of the United States.
And Mercedes, who is incredible, sitting right here. Mercedes, thank you.
Matt Schlapp's ACU is the host of CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference and annual convention, which this year decided to ignore immigration and ban right-wing media like Laura Loomer, V-Dare, Nick Fuentes, and me, Faith Goldie.
Do you think that there are enemies within, so to speak, when it comes to the White House?
Absolutely, and I tried to get this message across, too, during my speech, that our enemies are not just from without, they are from within.
Matt, why did you ban Nick Fuentes from this event?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Matt, why is it that the America First crowd has been kicked out of CPAC this year? Matt, why is it that anybody who's pro-wall wasn't invited to speak?
I'm pro-wall.
Why wasn't Ann Coulter invited?
I'm unsure whether or not she was invited.
Matt, why couldn't Faith Goldie get press credentials for this? Canadian journalist, she ran for mayor of Toronto.
Trump's speech didn't sound like Trump.
And there'll be some people in the room that don't like this. I got all these companies moving in. They need workers. We have to bring people into our country to work at these great plants that are opening up all over the place.
Economic-driven immigrants, those that want to come here to work, to invest in their dreams in this country, to create opportunities for all of us.
Nope, it sounded like the Schlapps.
This was not necessarily what I was saying during the campaign.
A family that lobbies for the cap to be busted on detrimental policies like the H-2B visa. A family that sends away angel moms without Trump's permission on the eve of a third spending bill, which lacks proper funds for Trump's wall. Americans didn't vote for Matt and Mercedes Schlapp, and they won't vote for Matt and Mercedes Schlapp in 2020, but they will vote for Donald Trump. It's time for Schlapp's donors to take a backseat and let Trump's voters take the wheel.
I asked Ramona how come she works there. She says, well, it's got its charm.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Alex Jones Show. And I'm that dirty, evil person they demonize all day, though I'm not Alex Jones. Until the day I die. And then there's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. You can't have Roger Stone on. He's totally gagged and can't even talk to me. He sent me a text message saying he loves me, and that's basically the end of it this morning. Bye-bye. Into the lair of the goblins. He said that too. He said, I've now been taken over by goblins. What a sad end. Paul Watson's with us for the next hour. Then we'll have an hour takeover with a guest host. And then we're going to co-host Owen Schroyer in the War Room today and Ask Me Anything. ask Paul Watson anything. Before we set up this next big galactic hour, Paul Joseph Watson, what do you want to hit first? Because there's a lot of epic stuff we haven't covered yet.
Let's start off with CPAC, Alex, because I was there briefly for about an hour. Basically, what happened was, you know, Faith was talking about it in the previous segment. They banned Laura Loomer, they banned Nick Fuentes, but they allowed in the very people who are working, who are abusing their platforms at CNN, BuzzFeed, and these other publications to silence conservatives. They let those people in, gave them platforms. They were doing media row. They were front and center, basically gloating over what they've done. I'm talking about Olive Dorsey. I'm talking about Jared Holt. I was walking through. Jared Holt saw me, stopped his interview, then, like, immediately ran off. So these people are front and center. CPAC lets them in.
And if you would have dared address the royalty, you would have been taken down immediately.
The other thing is they had stalkers. So, like, the media wouldn't try to talk to me, even though they were all taking pictures of me and Luma and whoever else. They would sidle up next to us and listen into our conversations. And then they would, like, follow us back to the hotel and take shots of who we're with, who we're talking to.
Oh, yeah, when I was at Trump Hotel a few months ago, they're like, Jones was seen with an attractive blonde. It's my wife. Jones was kissing a woman and, like, grabbing her breast. It's like, it's in major newspapers.
Yeah.
It's my wife.
Yeah, so they were behaving like stalkers. And yeah, they were following Farage around doing the same thing. So they behaved like stalkers. They didn't want to actually have a conversation with us. They just wanted to eat.
But if you attempt to talk to them, like I did Oliver Darcy last year, or like Laura Limmer did, they have a right-wing watch run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Go, ex-cathedra, you are excommunicated.
Totally. And they were like, oh, he told Laura Loomer to get Jared Holt. I just said, go and have a conversation with him. So, you know, it was interesting. But as I said, you know, there were media hit pieces about me before I went, or when I was at CPAC, saying, oh, you called it cooked in 2017. It is cooked. I mean, they don't even talk about immigration.
Well, let's expand on that. It's all over the British news, and the guy that's set to be the next prime minister says, ban you and Tommy Robinson.
Oh, completely. This is Tom Watson, who's going to be the next leader of the Labour Party, potential next PM, writes a letter to Google, and he's basically on this every
day. He says, I control the regulatory systems, and I demand they be banned immediately.
Yeah.
This outrageous tyranny.
Oh, but have you seen the other story today talking about social media censorship, Alex? Headline, Royals get tough on cyberbullying. Aides warn social media followers they could be reported to police for abusing Meghan Markle, who is this big social justice warrior leader. Now they're having the gender-neutral baby. So now they...
Yeah, they get to have their speech and force-feed it to your kids.
But this is where it gets weird.
But if you criticize, you're deplatformed.
This is where it gets weird. Because they're talking about the royal family having the power to delete comments on Twitter, to delete tweets. Nobody has the power to delete tweets apart from Twitter employees.
No.
The user of the account.
Paul, what did I tell you? I'm not going to get an inside baseball. But in my terrorization campaigns, the people serving the system, what do you think hit the red button? They have given top podcasters, the top 100 I know of, on Google, on YouTube, on iTunes, curating power. So they've let them in. Remember, like, a year and a half ago, Project Veritas, that's a video?
Yeah.
Where they had the New York Times going, oh, we stop Alex Jones, we stop veterans, we stop pro-gun groups, anybody with American flags. Remember, he says he's in the computer. Remember when CNN knew what we were doing?
Yeah.
They've given them that power.
This is what I'm talking about in this article.
No, I know it's what you're talking about.
So it says they're going to remove obscene, offensive, or threatening comments. And the examples they gave were people making fun of Meghan Markle, basically. You can't do that on Twitter unless you have insider access. They can flag it up.
So think about the racketeering, Paul. Think about the corporate violations of federal law that they're letting private groups, corporate groups, royal families in control. That's the new breakaway civilization, where if you're a good globalist, you get technocracy connections.
Completely.
By the way, I can't give you the details, Paul, but look at me right now. I already knew this, so I basically bluff people into admitting it. People have access to everything we do.
Yeah.
Not just people that work for Google or YouTube or Facebook. It's been given. This is the army. They've given the SJWs, all of them, NSA-level connections to everything we do.
Which is why this executive order that was mooted months ago is so important, Alex. You know, Trump got up and spoke about an executive order to pull federal funding from universities if they don't adhere to free speech. Where's the executive order on social media? We were promised it. Now, from the whispers that I heard, it's not going to be here until 2020 campaign. So it's going to be a promise on the platform.
you told me 3 days ago, don't say it, but I had dinner with the people. It's going to be a promise on the platform, blah, blah, blah. So why we should vote for this. And then I turn on Fox News, and it's Trump surrogate saying that. So it's not a secret.
Well, a lot of
that makes me pissed, man. You don't, like, make the First Amendment a thing on the platform. You defend it now. And I'm not on some anti-Trump rant to get Democrats to love me. It's not about that. I can't sell out, Paul.
But this is what we need, right? Headline, Florida lawmaker introduces Stop Social Media Censorship Act to protect free speech online. This has got teeth. This fines social media companies with user bases over a certain amount, basically Twitter, Facebook, and statutory damages if they delete or censor users' religious or political speech. So if we get this set into motion in Florida and have mirrored bills across the country, this is going to be what Trump should have done. Basically, this is what we need.
No, I agree. So why do you think, we'll get in this next hour, Trump's doing a lot of good things, don't get me wrong, but he's doing a lot of bad stuff. Why does he not stand up against this core issue?
Because the people who surround him are never going to get banned. You know, the Ben Shapiro's of the world, the prominent conservatives are never going to get banned. So it's not on his table. But as you know with Trump, it's who has access to give him information. So if they don't think it's important, then he's not going to think it's important. But it needs to happen because, you know, I talked about the studies with Robert Epstein, the algorithmic placement. And by the way, we've got some clips, which we can play in the next segment, of the CEO of the ADL, former Obama advisor, top advisor Greenblatt, admitting that they have access to change the algorithm and have done to censor, quote, conspiracy theories.
So that's what you're saying. We have the New York Times, we have the ADL, we now have this NewsGuard admitting it's in control of Microsoft to watch what you do in live time. And now England, the next story, bans, quote, free porn. No, big porn got with them to make everybody go through a government ID where you pay a license, like to the BBC, to watch TV, where the government then controls and watches what porn you look at. That's beyond 1984, Paul. That is insane.
Well, it's as he said, it's to create the Internet ID, to create that database. You know, we're not advocating that because porn is horrible. Like, it shrinks your brain.
It makes me not enjoy sex as much. I'm a real third-dimensional person.
It's really horrible. People shouldn't really be watching it anyway, but, you know, we're libertarians.
But again, they know that people are addicted. They're going to do it. And so the government is going to sell you an ID where they watch what porn you look at. So when you're in the Jack Shack, the MI6 and the Democrats who get access to everything are going to look over that. That's going to kill porn. If porn wasn't already dead because of the free market and the decentralization, this is going to kill it. God almighty, the boldness of that, though, Paul.
Well, there are ways around it. Obviously, just use a VPN. It's not rocket science, but yeah, it's to create this Chinese-style Internet ID system where
that's it. They get you to opt into the social network. That's the real evil is. You get your porn, just give us your ID to the government and pay us a fee, and we're going to watch what you jack off to. And then next, it'll be more, more, more. This is the model for the whole Internet takeover.
And then how the Chinese credit system works is if you're friends with the person who's been watching some, you know, certain types of porn, then you're implicated in their behavior and your social credit score gets relegated and diminished as well.
Well, they've gotten away with incredible surveillance and illegal spying. And the fact that we put up with it now, it just allows this. And again, I'm not a porn guy, folks. I'm sorry. Back when I was about 15 years old, man, and I watched Debbie Dead Dallas or New Wave Hookers, I thought it was the best thing I ever saw. But once I bit into the real thing and then you have a wife and you have children, it's about life. It's about love. It's not what I'm not here defending porn. This isn't porn. This is the top porn companies working with government to cut off all their competition and then surveil everyone while they're watching porn. I couldn't think of something more nightmarish, and it's already law and implements in just a few days.
Yeah, and it's all tied back to the Chinese social credit score. Now, 17 million Chinese citizens have been prevented from buying plane tickets just over the last year, Alex. That's where this is going.
Yeah, so it's going right to the worst Mark of the Beast level. By the way, I didn't plug this whole hour for products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Huge sales are about to end. Dozens of new T-shirts I've never even plugged. Just InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the tip of the spear. InfoWarsStore.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.